If your firm generates $4,000 in client value and you fill a salesperson full of their capacity, that means it's actually going to be able to generate $4,000 times the number of clients they get. Welcome to this week's episode of the Your Practice Mastered podcast, where we believe that an attorney can own a profitable law firm, one that is run by systems, led by people in a way that supports their lifestyle rather than completely undermining their lifestyle. And if they so choose, at some point in the future, they could actually sell their firm for a higher than average multiple if they build their firm run by systems. So what we find as we're placing non-attorney salespeople in law firms, the challenge that some law firms have is, what should they be doing? Well, the obvious answer is they should be selling. How often? I don't mean to sound like an attorney, but it just depends. The first question I ask a client during onboarding is, how many consultations do you have a week? There's a lot of questions that kind of follow that, depending on, is the owner doing the initial consultations? How long do the initial consultations last? How much of a buffer do we put in between the initial consultations? Ultimately, we know what an optimized schedule for a non-attorney salesperson should look like if we don't have a full-time role for the non-attorney salesperson. So the first place you should start is, how many consultations do you have? And the consultation should look like an outline of the perfect non-attorney salesperson full-time calendar. This is a non-attorney salesperson that is going to be booked full-time with your firm. And this person is going to do nothing but sell and train all week long. That's all they're going to do. Sell, report, and train. This has just over 50 swings a week. The ICC is initial consultations, and the block in between is a buffer. So there's 30 minutes set for every initial consultation, with a block in between. And then we have the stand-up, which is the morning meeting where they report what they're going to do today, what they did yesterday. Then you could see we build a break in the morning, we build a break in the afternoon, we build lunch in the midday. And then on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, they have training. And on Thursdays, they've got to turn in their recording that they want help training with. And then on Fridays, they have a retrospective meeting where they review how they did from the previous Friday through the last Thursday with their sales manager, and they talk about the success that they had and what they're going to change and what they learned during training or what they learned during their call scoring that they submitted or what have you. So now we've got a full-time salesperson that is generating 52 swings a week. Look, if you're curious about how to go deeper, take a deeper cut, go to our website, thelawfirmsecret.com. There's all sorts of free resources, and you can always book a call with us to ask questions and have us look under the hood of your firm, and we can kind of give you some guidance. At the end of the day, these are small changes that make a big difference. A non-attorney salesperson is going to be able to generate $4,000 times the number of clients they get. Well, let's say that you book them out 50 appointments. So there's two left hanging. You have a 70% show, you have 35 show. Let's say of the 35 that show, two of those or three of those are non-qual for one reason or another. That means you have 32 swings left over. 32 swings times 65% hire rate is just around 20-ish plus hires a week. 20 plus hires a week at a $4,000 client value is $80,000 a week. $80,000 a week, assuming they take 2 weeks vacation every year, is $4 million in sales from one full-time non-attorney sales rep. This is why this is so important, because one person, one sales rep, can generate for you $4 million in gross sales. But what if you don't have 50 consults a week? You're like, great, Rich, that's wonderful, but I don't have 50 consults a week. Okay, so then you just have to change your schedule and you just have to rebuild it in a way that makes sense. This one has 20 some odd consults in a week. So it's a hybrid or a utility player. And so in this one, I'm having to do red, yellow, green calls. Those are customer service calls in the mornings. And I'm having them do collection calls in the afternoon. And in between, I'm having them obviously take their lunch and still attend their sales training and do their daily stand-ups and their retro meetings. But what I'm doing is I'm still having them do all the other things, but I've replaced their job with other sales-like roles. There's a bunch of other sales roles from the bottom easiest level, from red, yellow, green calls, to the next highest level, to the non-attorney salesperson closing with asking for money, which is collections. And in between, you have like setting appointments for money. You have doc collection, which is actually a function of sales, contingency sales, where they're not asking for money, appointment setting, and different roles that the non-attorney salesperson can do in your firm. And whether you have 10 consults a week or 25 consults a week, you could take those other sales roles and have them do that. They can manage follow-ups for you, but you just block it out on their calendar so you know how much revenue they should be able to generate based on how many swings they have. And the reason why this is so important is because if you don't understand clearly how many swings they have and what their calendar is going to look like, you're going to have a very difficult time finding the right non-attorney salesperson for your firm. And you're going to have a difficult time keeping that non-attorney salesperson because they're going to feel confused and overwhelmed because they're not running by a rote system and a schedule. Salespeople are emotional beings and they thrive with a schedule. If you want your non-attorney salesperson to absolutely make a ton of revenue for your firm, generate more clients for your firm than you ever had before at a higher close rate, at a higher average dollar down, then what you have to do is set them up for success by having a schedule that makes sense based on how many consults you have them doing. If you don't do that, that means you're leaving it to chance. And if you're leaving it to chance, you shouldn't be surprised if you get less than stellar results. You want to build a better law firm, do so by running a very specific schedule for your non-attorney salesperson with expectations that are known rather than working on hope. Let's go make it a better day, one non-attorney sales schedule at a time.